Let's begin. Being a witness to your own thoughts is freedom from the suffering they may bring and freedom from the past. Learning how to be curious about your thoughts can help you move away from judging yourself. When we become curious about our thoughts, we start to accept rather than avoid them. We become more comfortable with our thoughts and begin to view our trauma from a non-judgmental perspective. Instead of hiding from or fearing our thoughts, we become experts on them. Here's an exercise to cultivate the curiosity that will make you a witness to your thoughts. I recommend practicing this exercise with daily thoughts so you can become more comfortable and master the skill. It's ideal to start with the least distressing trauma thoughts and work toward the more distressing ones. Take a deep breath in and notice and recognize that you are safe in your environment. Observe your breathing. Inhale and exhale. Recognize that you are alive as you overcame difficult life events. Let a trauma thought enter your mind. Label it as a trauma thought. Acknowledge its presence as if this is the first time you are experiencing this thought. Notice if this thought is positive or negative. See how you're treating yourself by having this thought. Are you kind to yourself? Are you hurtful to yourself? Just observe this. Recognize that this thought is here only because of your past. It is only a visitor from your past. Note that if your trauma did not happen, this thought would not visit. Notice that this thought has been here before. As you continue to become an expert on this thought, see if you can identify whether it triggers a bodily sensation. Is it causing nausea, tension in your shoulders? Recognize what bodily sensations are experienced when you have this visitor. See if this thought triggers a particular emotion. Does it make you feel unsafe? Hurt, angry, ashamed? Just observe the emotion that the thought triggers. And as you observe this thought, notice that you are learning to become an expert on your thoughts. Allow the thought to leave your mind without judgment or engaging with it. Now reflect on this exercise. What do you notice as you become curious about your trauma thoughts?